Pastor Rob mentioned, and I have been reflecting, and perhaps you have too, over the many needs for healing. We think of physical healing perhaps first, but oh, I rejoice in the healing of that man filled with an unsound mind, and having met Jesus, he would be seen quiet and fully clothed. God is a healer of mental illness and emotional illness, equally as with physical illness. Jesus would say, greater love than this hath no man, that he lay down his life for his friends. You and I can say, praise God tonight for the sacrifice, the love, and the sacrifice that he made that we might be saved. So we know he loves us, and we can, when we come to him, confessing our sins and bringing our petitions, he hears us. 1 John 14:15 says that we know, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition we desired of him. So two things there I think we really need to hold to our heart. We know our Father loves us. We know that. We know on the authority of his word that he hears us. I believe we know that it's Jesus, and it's the Heavenly Father's pleasure to give us the desires of our heart. Well, I had put a little note here to myself that we need to have first things first. I'm reading a book called The Faith of George W. Bush. And in one of the chapters, a note was made that in 1985, on a stretch of beach in the state of Maine, George W. Bush walked with Billy Graham. They had talked, the whole family had talked the night before, but now this was just a private time between the two of them. And as they walked, now President Bush said, it was just wonderful to be able to talk to him. He wasn't judgmental, he was just encouraging and sharing. Finally, at a point in the walk, Billy looked at me and said, are you right with God? And he asked it in such a tender, loving way. President Bush did not feel threatened by it, but he immediately responded, no, I'm not, but I want to be. God meets us right where we are. If someone were to ask you, are you right with God? You could say, as George W. Bush said, no, I'm not, but I want to be. And if you want to be, it's only a step away, because he wants you to be. Jesus said to the 70 of his disciples that were returning from a victorious trip, he sent them out, you may recall, I'm sure you do, he sent them out two by two with instructions to preach the gospel of the kingdom, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. And they came back rejoicing. And when they got to him, they said, Lord, this is so wonderful. We've done all that you called for us to do. We want to say that even the spirits, the evil spirits, are subject to your name. And Jesus said, that's a cause for rejoicing. But here's a better cause for rejoicing, to have your names written down in heaven.